says Ishmaya, in the meantime, that I'm continuing learning B'iti Shalom again.
Oh, wonderful.
And I'm sure we're going to get a lot more than we got to the first place.
So where are you starting?
In the beginning, an introduction, page 19, that's the introduction.
B'iti Shalom.
B'iti Shalom. We finished it yesterday, but today we're starting it again.
Can you explain what is it? Tikkun Brit? I didn't quite understand that.
B'iti Shalom is the last book I think Rav Arush wrote. Uh-huh. It's about Kedusha, purity. Okay? Purity and sanctity. Shmirat Ha'inayim, guarding the eyes, and also in the marriage life. All matters of Kedusha. It's a very powerful book, very powerful book. And if a person is not planning on working on himself, it's dangerous to hear the plans.
Now, are there two books, one for married and one for single?
Right.
Do you want to cover the respect chapters for single this time?
Okay, in the beginning it's the same.
Later on when it's different. So,
yeah, there's a bunch of single here. Yeah? I didn't cover the married part of here. I skipped them. Because there were single people sitting in the class. So, Koreyakal, dear reader, we all are. לפני שאתה מתחיל ללמוד בספר זה, before you begin reading this book, צריך שתדע, you need to know, שבספר זה נמצאת הכוונה נפלאה ומועילה מאוד לחיים. That in this book, there is a wonderful, very, very helpful guidance for life. דברים שהרבה אנשים לא יודעים, things that many people don't know. שידיעתם משנה מאוד את כל צורת החיים. And knowing them could change a person's life completely. עצם העובדה שהשם יתברך סובב סיבות כדי שיגיע ספר זה לידיך. The actual fact that Hashem caused all these reasons that this book will come to your hands. Each and every one of you. This proves that you have a great, great zchut, that Hashem loves you. Okay, why is that? Mishum shemdubar bo al noseh shuwa yasod lekol hachayim tovim. Because in this book it talks about the subject which is the foundation to good life. Hu hanoseh shel hitrachkut min yiuf v'chol hakashur lezeh. This is the subject of distancing oneself from niyuf. How do you say niyuf in English?
Immorality.
Two M's?
Yeah.
Immorality. Okay. And anything which has to do with that. Noseh shmirah meniyuf ubgida v'chadome. This subject of one keeping yourself away from immorality and betraying and all kinds of this subject, נקרא שמירת היסוד. It's called guarding the יסוד, the מידה of יסוד, the foundation. Okay. משום שכשמו כן הוא, because that's what it is, exactly what it is. It's the יסוד, it's the foundation for all the good that a person can merit in this world and in the next world. ומרגע שמשמיים מזכים את האדם להתחיל ללמוד את הנושא הזה, and from the moment that from Shamayim one has the zchut from Hashem to learn this subject, it's a good sign that he's in a good way, it's a good life, it's a true life. Veteida, and you should know that when we're saying this term of a good life, it doesn't mean davka only material life, like we have a good life, I'll have a good salary and a nice house and good children. כי בוודאי ששמירה מניוף מביאה את האדם לחיות חיים מלאים בטוב אפילו בגשמיות. Because of course, when one guards himself from immorality, of course, it will bring a person to have a great life, a physical great life. כמו שהרבה כבר יודעים, like many people already know, and anyone who keeps the brit, keeps the yesod, even the lowest levels, the levels where he's at, כבר יש לו ברכה בפרנסה ובבריאות ובחיי נישואים ועוד ועוד. Of course, he already has blessing in his פרנסה, in his livelihood, in his health, in his marriage life, and more and more. אבל באמת מדובר על חיים טובים הרבה יותר Mimash kol hagashmiut shel olam yichola latet. But really, this term is talking about a good life, a lot more than this physical world has to give, has to offer. Ki mi shezocheh la'avodah al shmirat ha'yesod, because one who merits to work on guarding this term of which is called shmirat ha'yesod, mekabel kartis knisa la'olam shel or ve'oneg ruchani ba'olam hazeh, he merits to receive kartis knisa, an entrance ticket to a world of light and spiritual delight in this world. ששום דבר ושום תענוג לא דומה לו ומתקרב אליו. That anything in any delight does not get even close to this. I just want to say an introduction that Shinola Rav Arush, Rav Shalom Arush, Hatzadik, he didn't write anything that you see that he wrote, he didn't write it before he achieved it. Once Rav Matanya, he writes with Rav Arush the Likutei Moran, the Pirush and Likutei Moran, the Shlom Alchut, and he told me that once he was sitting with Rav Arush, he was writing with him, and then Rav Arush told him, no, erase that, take it off the computer. So he said, why? It sounds very good, it fits in. So Rav Arush told him, I didn't achieve it yet. He doesn't write if he doesn't achieve. So if whatever level that he's talking about, if he says a world of light and delight and the spiritual delight and whatever these terms are, I have no idea what they are. I probably have more idea than a guy who has no idea b'chlal, but still we're not even close to whatever it is. Okay? Believe that he knows what he's talking about. He's not talking because he saw it in a different book or something that says in Likutei Moran, so therefore he writes it over to us. No, he achieved it also. He knows what he's talking about exactly. A person is a type of there's a light in the world that a person can feel in his heart and live it and live in this world. This kind of light that is beyond anything that you can even explain to a person in the physical world. What's the highest pleasure you could think of? It's a lot higher than that. Can? It's Andrew, it's so true. Someone starts working, he sees it also. Even if it's in low levels, he sees 100%. לכן חשוב כהקדמה ללימוד בספר זה. Therefore, it's important as an introduction to learning in this book. שתדע, you should know that you have a great, great זכות that came to your hand. You should know and remind yourself along the whole way of learning and working in this book, in this way. First of all, that you're not guilty for anything you've done until now, right? Which, even if it's things that you're suffering till now, and other people are suffering because of you, because of what you did, you're not guilty for that. Okay? Because most people, they learn this book, or these kind of harsh things, hard things to work on, and you see how bad I am. I did so bad until now, I have no hope. So, the person has to know. First thing is, whatever was until a second ago, Rav Arush said on Shabbos, whatever happened until a second ago is the best, and I have to say thank you for it. If it happened, thank you, it's the best thing. So, what we're talking about is from now on, and he goes through this 100 times in the book, he says it all the time. All the time he says it. Whatever happened was. Come on, we finished with that. Don't dwell in the past. Whatever we're talking here is to work from now on. We have no free will about what happened. Free choice, right? Free choice of what happened. We only have free choice of the future. The future starts right now, and right now, and right now. Mashe haya haya.
If you have a choice to replay the movie, or to push a button and start. And get that movie off the screen in your mind.
From now on,
things that happened in the past.
Yeah, but you can't go back to the past. Whatever. But what I'm talking about, that person should not say, "Oh, well, I'm so bad. Oh, look what I did."
That's the Zahara having a wonderful time.
Can exactly. So when we're learning these terms, person has to be You know, before it's not only about the chal about doing the chal in general about doing tshuva. Whenever a person comes to do cheshbon nefesh, he's looking in his day what he did right, wrong. Before he even does that, good advice that a person should remind himself: Hashem, he did and he does and he will do everything in the world. Everything. I'm not guilty for anything. I did an aveira, fine, that's the tshuva. That's a new thing I have to do now. But not now to beat myself up, not to persecute myself for the past. It's a ta'ut. And if a person cannot not persecute himself, he's not allowed to do tshuva. It's not tshuva. We'll see, Rabbeinu said also that tshuva means simcha. Tshuva is happiness. Repentance is happiness. If a person is not happy by doing tshuva, he's not doing tshuva. Tshuva is from the word, not from the word answer, from the word return. Lashuv la'ashem, to return to Hashem. Hashem is all joy. The Gemara says, "All the chidan kamo." There's no sorrow in front of Hashem. Gemara brachas. You learned it, no? No sorrow in front of Hashem. So if you think that you're I'm doing tshuva and turning to Hashem and returning to Hashem, and you become sad because of that, so I don't know what you're returning to. It's not Hashem. If it doesn't bring you to joy, it's not Hashem. I don't know what you're doing. Therefore, I could, if anyone wants, I can give him a paper, a document that I he's patu. How do you say he's patu in English?
Exempt.
He's exempt from doing tshuva from now on until he's happy. Why? Because it's not tshuva. Tshuva is joy. If you're not happy, don't do tshuva, okay? That's what we see through the book. Remember, yeah? That there's always a person has to balance. He can work and work and work. And once he feels down, you start right down and work on the happiness. You're happy? Go back to working on what you're working on. You're sad? You become sad? Stop, work on the happiness. What's chashuv? Without happy, the first choice a person has in the world is first to be happy. Afterwards, he begins everything else. Kol and kol, atah absolut, you're happy? You have a smile? Good, now you can start working. You don't have a smile? It's baya.
But tshuva doesn't bring happiness?
Happiness brings tshuva, and then you become happy. It works together. You have to, but first you have to be happy. First, he tells people about tshuva. For the first 10 years of his life, he just has to work on happiness, because a person is so much
begging.
Yeah, on him and for the past, and he remembers. And, oh, and I did that, and oh, and he doesn't live the emuna that. Whatever happened till now, it's good, because that's the only way I could grow. The only way I could grow is by being happy about what happened till now. If it didn't happen, I wouldn't have got to this specific place. Nachon Ezra? Ezra has a white beard, he could tell you about it. He went through a lot in life already. By the way, it says in the Torah that you have to take bracha from the wise men. And from the people, and from the older people. So everyone could ask Ezra Brachas. He's the oldest in the class, I think. No, maybe you are. I don't know who's the oldest.
You're
61. I have a schut, I have a over here. Top! He doesn't like to be in the spotlight, so I'm not getting stuck too much. Yeah? Okay. Chazak very much. Top. Anyways, I need to continue. I'm going to tell stories. Okay. So the kids will get the idea. Yeah. So this book is a book of work. When are you going back to Chutz Laaretz?
Me?
Yeah.
2 days.
On Wednesday?
Yeah.
I hope this flight from that.
Do you have any English?
Good morning. You know how the winds are supposed to be that day? 120 kilometers an hour.
Yeah,
I think you're going to Munah. You want to stay here?
The English is what? Garden of Purity?
It's called the Garden of Purity. Take it back. You have it? You have only one?
No, I even brought two to give one.
Good.